Oh, yeah. It is Chad Green time. Chad Green, PPP player profile and projection. Thank you very much for joining the program and listening in today. My name's John Boy. Jake is with me as always. We're talking about Chad Critter Shit Green. Are you excited, Jake?
I am. I am, Jim. And this is a, I don't normally say this, but if you are a Chad Green hater for some reason, he's a one pitch pitcher. He's too hot to be on the mound. If for some reason you dislike Chad Green, I mean, you're probably not going to enjoy these next 15 minutes because we love
also, Chad. Also, just like rethink your entire life.
Right. Right.
Come on about it.
Chad, the Critter King, Chad Bro, the Goose.
I forgot about Four Horsemen and the Goose.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I love that.
The Goose is loose, and he, I will say this, he gave the haters some ammo at the start of last year because he was terrible.
Jake.
He was so bad. Who was that?
That was his twin brother impersonating him.
Oh.
It was Chase Green.
Imagine they thought it was going to be some like cool story. Chase will be like, dude, I'll deal for like a month.
Yeah.
And then I'll get him. I'll be like, oh, that was actually me. And then I get an MLB job.
Uh-huh.
And that was just didn't work out.
It's like a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
Except Chad Green and Chase Green.
Yes. Played by
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
You're getting it. You're getting it. It's a concept film. You know, it's like twins.
It's a concept of a construct.
He was bad, Jake. In his first 10 appearances, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in which he allowed an earned run out of 10, and 4 of those 6 had multiple earned runs. And, you know, when you're only pitching one inning, that's awful. So they sent him to Pennsylvania. They said, go fix yourself, Chad. And he did. And it didn't take long. He got sent down April 23rd, back up on May 12th. And the rest of the way, he appeared in 44 games, had a 2.64 ERA, was really good. They used him as the opener. They used him in a lot of different ways. They started stretching him out again, and he became the Chad Green that we know, just critter shit here, critter shit there, just awesome. And I like him a lot, you know? I'm a Chad Green enthusiast.
There is shit, air is shit, everywhere is shit. Sounded like you were making a tune there. Yeah, and it's, if you go through the game logs, I mean, once he came back up from AAA, he was pretty much lights out except two performances. One game at Boston, shit show game, he gave up 4 runs. And then if you remember the opener game where Chad Green had almost won over all the haters' hearts, and he got rocked in the first inning, and then the haters just had ammo the rest of the way. I mean, you take out
those two albatrosses of the games, 5 earned runs and 4 earned runs. You take out those two. Dude, can you, Jakey, butter knife this for me? Chad Green.
Dude, I butter knifed it already. Not full butter knife, but I didn't do his full rehab. But I think it's a little more impactful because you and I had some good bickers last year about when Chad Green was back. I needed to see a little more to say he was officially back. From May 27th on, he pitched 39 games, 55.2 innings to the tune of a 2.26 ERA. And that's with the 5 earned run 0.1 inning appearance and the 4 earned run 2.1. I mean, you take that out, the dude was past video game stats. And there's still some people on Yankees fandom that want to fight Chad Green. And like, I don't know. I understand the start of last year was terrible, but if you understand baseball, you have to understand stuff like that happens in this sport, and it's part of what makes it awesome that the dude was either just hitting a pressure point wrong or just his arm moved an inch and it messed up his whole delivery. The dude, when he's right, is special. And, you know, it's so funny when people are like, one pitch Chad Green. A, he threw a nice little slider last year. B, The Yankees had the best one pitch player to ever play baseball. If that one pitch is working, get off his ass.
Yeah, and I believe Katie Sharp on Sharp Stats let us know that his slider was his better pitch last year. It was more
lefties. I think against lefties.
I thought overall, I thought his slider was really good.
I want to say it was one side. Maybe it was. KT missed, bro.
Yeah. He upped his slider usage from 2018. 2018, it was 10%. 2019, it was 20%. So, I mean, that's a big difference. And the fastball went from 86 down to 77. So he did start mixing them up a little more. The changeup, they kind of completely took out, you know, 2% of the time just for show every now and then. But let's see. What do we want to go by? WOBA? The WOBA on his four-seamer was 334, and the WOBA on his slider was 239 last year.
WOBA.
Yeah, I believe his slider was better than his four-seamer all season.
WOBA.
Yeah, looking at X batting average, it's lower across the board. Mm-hmm. So, up
your
butt.
What are your expectations for Chad Green?
Just to be Chad, you know, like go Chadding every whenever you need him to Chad. Is he going to be an opener? I don't know. With the Paxton news, that does that open up a lane for that fifth starter? If it's Monty, if it's Sessa, if it's Davey, if it's King, is Chad, you know, are we going to get a Chad opener for the fifth starter? I don't know. We may. I'm not against it until Paxton comes back. Very well. Fifth starter could be Chad Day. Or, dude, he's good. He's like a weapon when good. Like if he is on and he is the dude he is when he's at his best, which is rather normal, use him however you want to use him, I think.
Yeah, and we do think that there's something to him knowing his lane a little bit, whether it's opener or whatever role he's in. Because when he first came up or when he lit it up in 2017, he was in that piggyback role and he was awesome. And then we've just seen it in the past couple years. I don't know if there's a Chad Day seemingly coming, just seems like he's a little more locked in. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see with the Paxton news if they're looking at Chad as opener guy. Or, you know, I for me, it's tough to cap Chad Green because when I look at those second half numbers from last year, I mean, the dude is like special when he's right. And I think people kind of laugh, and it's part of the reason why you and me like Chad Green, because on the surface, Chad Green doesn't necessarily put out that special vibe. He goes out of his way to not show emotion. I think I've referenced him in Burns a couple times as part of the Peckerhead crew in the bullpen.
Come on.
D-Rob was out there. If you put him in a suit, you could say like, oh, yeah, that's our guy in accounting, Chad. But when he's right, he is a special relief pitcher. And I don't know. I'm interested to see how the season plays out. Obviously, relievers are volatile. But, I mean, I could see him in a playoff game being the opener or the guy that hands it to Chapman.
Ooh. Didn't you already give someone else
that
role?
That's a pretty good line, right?
Didn't you already give someone else the role of the eighth inning guy?
No, I mentioned that with Chad when we talked about him last time.
Okay. He does like knowing when he's going to pitch, and if he can stay stretched out, then I'd prefer to use him that way. Like, I like opener Chad Green. It keeps him stretched out a little bit because come playoffs, you're going to want him that, but you also don't want to burn him out during the season. So now we're talking in circles. I do like when Chad faces a lefty batter and he just throws that outside fastball. And like, that's the only thing he's going to throw, low outside fastball. Boom, boom. Boom.
That's
boom,
where it is.
Boom. That's where it is. Jake, do you know what his hard hit rate was? What percentile he was in and hard hit rate against?
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, it's bad. People light him up when they hit him.
I know. I thought you were just asking if I knew it. Yeah, I know.
I was asking. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were moving on.
No. When they do get a hold of him, they light him up. But we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you what percentile because Jake and I both know it.
The harder he throws, the harder it goes, they say.
I thought it was the harder he knows, the harder he blows.
I thought it was the harder she rows, the faster it goes.
The harder he grows, the faster he goes. That's a sex thing.
Okay. I think we already said the faster he goes. But no we're all didn't over say there.
It. Yeah. Fastball velocity, 92nd percentile. And it's that spin, Jake. David Cone.
Spin rate, baby.
David Cone said he got a little jackrabbit in the fastball, and I'll repeat that till I die.
Look.
Come on.
A little.
What do you think? You think it's about time Chad has a son?
Matt Blake.
I mean, what's Matt Blake, the new pitching coach, say to Chad Green? Dude, throw those.
Hey, don't be like you were to start last year, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be good, dude.
Just promise me that never happens again.
It was such a simple fix. He just had to move his glove around.
Yeah.
You're like, come on.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I don't know. We're pretty quick. You got anything else? Like, where do you see him becoming a four horseman, or is he always going to be doing his own thing as the goose? Because I think he's always going to be doing his own goose shit.
They love him goosing around. And, I mean, the other thing is the other guys can't really goose too much.
No.
Like, Ottavino's not a good goose. Britton will never goose. No. Canely can goose.
I don't know. I've seen
Canely's goose. It's not bad.
I think he can half goose. No, you can't goose it like Chad can.
It'll be interesting to see how the other relievers. I think the other relievers dictate Chad. I mean, if they're all lights out, you just keep Chad goosing. If you need him opening or if you need him in the fourth inning one day, go for it. But I mean, he really can be special enough that if Canely's in a funk or Vino's in a funk or one of those guys, I could see a world where it's the playoffs and our second most reliable pitcher is Chad Green, and we either want him in that Betances role in 2017 where he's the first guy out of the bullpen to be the fireman, or I could say it's the seventh inning, Chad, get the ball to Chapman. I don't care how you do it.
I love him in the fireman role.
I know you do.
I started the show. I think I was like, however you use them, I don't care. It's true. I'm not going to have any complaints. But if I had my way, and if Chad's pitching well, I'm goosing him all day.
Yankees calendar, it's the biggest no-brainer that it Chad Green should be fireman's helmet, no shirt, fireman's pants, suspenders. I mean, that's obvious.
No expression on his face.
Expressionless.
Holding a baseball in his hand, but his hand's just at the side of his body, and he's not acknowledging that he's holding a baseball. It's just in his hand. Yeah,
doesn't realize he's holding.
He's not like showing the ball to the cameraman or like looking at the ball. He's not in a throwing position. Just kind of dangling down by side, ball in hand.
Or know what he does know, but they say, "All right, Chad, hold this axe," and he just looks at the ball and kind of shrugs at them and is like, "No,
got the ball.
I'm holding the ball.
I don't hit so." Zips.
What month would you do for Chad?
Oh, that's great. That's great, Jake. I think I'd do, I'm leaning April. April or May, I think, are my Chad months.
I'm leaning May.
Okay.
Actually, no. April's tough because, I mean, that's kind of the official kickoff of the season. And I don't know, if you're a Yankees fan, Chad Green shouldn't necessarily be the kickoff of the season.
Wait, this is a Yankees calendar?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was.
I thought we were just giving Chad a month.
Just a month. Because, April showers. There's some fireman stuff there. The showers put out the fire, stuff like that.
Yeah. I just think he can't be towards the holidays, and he can't be in the middle of summer. And that's, for me, a no-brainer.
God, now I kind of like summer because it's hot. Chad Green's hot. He's in the fireman outfit.
All right. His Zips projection, Jake, and speaking of hot. His Zips projection has a lot of numbers here, like 1.7 WAR and a lot of other numbers that I don't care about, to be truthful with everyone, because he's a reliever and like this is honestly just nonsense to me. Like, they're projecting his ERA. Don't give a shit. His biggest comp, and this is where the hot comes in, is Raleigh Fingers. So I'm going to need someone to Photoshop a Raleigh Fingers mustache onto Chad Green's body as he's just kind of standing there. And then I think we have somewhat of like a French detective vibe going on.
Okay.
Or like a French sous chef, which also could be a calendar picture.
God, I love Chad Green. And by the way, I forgot to say this in my butter knife stats before. Again, May 27th to the end of the year, 55 5.2 innings, 85 strikeouts. And we just don't picture him that way, and he's dominant.
How about, he answered the bullpen phone at one point last year because my car keys wasn't around to answer it, so he was kind of like, hello? Hey, Chad, can you get Otto up? And he's like, yeah. So do you think that over under one bullpen phone answering from Chad Green?
I think it will. I think it'll be uncomfortable, yeah. And I think it might become a thing then.
Okay. I hope it becomes a thing.
Be nice.
Be nice. Do you have anything else on Chad? This is a quick one. It's a reliever, and he's the best ever, so.
He's beautiful. Don't do that start of the year terrible stuff or like the one game people are watching you as the opener. Just don't be bad. Like that's the biggest thing Chad needs to work on. If you're going to have a bad day, do like day game versus the Tigers.
And like the sixth inning of a blowout. So like you turned a 6-run lead into a 2-run.
Like
lead.
You just needed work that day. Like yeah. That's gotta be your bad day.
Wasn't like his other bad.
Pretty fucking unfair.
No, that's fair. Just do it. And the rest of the time, just be your good self. Yeah. And also the Chad Green calendar is like a thing. I have two. We have the fireman and we have the French chef with Raleigh Fingers mustache. And it's beautiful. And no one can tell me otherwise. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.